Loy osi esrei v'dochias loisasei. We know that an essay is not doicher loisasei. The essay. An essay all over is only doicher loisasei. But one essay cannot be doicher loisasei the essay. If so, why not? Leilof mikoyin the dochi. You're telling me now the word zakonoi is teaching me even though he's a kohen and he's a metzora. He's allowed to shave off his beard, and by doing that is nister essay and aloysa say. So why don't we learn that all over that you say essay could be daicha aloysa say an essay? Elo, what do you have to answer? Mi kohen layafina, you can't let it out from the heter of a kohen. Why? Mal le kohen shekain lam shein yashova bakil. I tell you, that theft is a lam for a kohen. Not to shave off his beard. And in mitzvah saseh, the mitzvah of kun is called a lav shein shava bakil. It only applies to a kohen, not to rest of Klai Yisrael. So it's not such a chomedika avera. Therefore, by their averas, we say essay could be doicha alois asein an essay. Mashen came by other people, by Yisrael, a regular person, it could be there since that lav, or since that essay applies to the whole Klai Yisrael, that's a stronger lav. There we don't say Esser Decheloisa say. So if even though you have a heter here by a kohen of a kohen from a tzairah that is allowed to shave off his beard, I would say only for a kohen that's allowed to shave off his beard. There the essay is an essay shen shave off his beard. Only there it's mutter. But kol Torah kula, I don't say Esser Decheloisa say the essay. So maybe I can't learn out from kohen to a nazir. So the Gemara, Nozir Mikoyin Nami Layalef, I don't learn out Nozir from Koyin either. Shekein Lav, Shein Shava Bakil, the same thing. Whereas I would not know if the Mitzvah is a Nozir, that he's allowed to take a haircut. I would have thought to say if the Mitzvah is a Nozir, he can't take a haircut. Because there's a Lav and an essay for a Nozir to take a haircut. Ah, you're telling me if the Mitzvah is a Koyin, he's allowed to? True. If the Mitzvah is a Kohen is called an essay, Shein Neshava Bakil. That's not so strong, that essay. Therefore we say a Mitzvah is allowed to take his haircut. The essay of Mitzvah is Doicha, the Loisa say in the essay of a Kohen. Mashenkin, if the Mitzvah is a Nazir, then a Nazir is called Shava Bakil. Any person that becomes a Nazir, whether you're a man or a lady, a Yisrael or Kohen, when you become a Nazir, it's also you have to take a haircut. And there's an Isser of a Loisa saying an essay. So maybe the Chomedic Isser of a Nazir, it's Osir from a Sarah to take a haircut. That's why I need the Pasuk Rosha to tell me now that it's Mutter. That's called Nozim Mikoyin Amelo Yalef. Shekhen Lashen, Shavu Bakil. Therefore I need a special Pasuk Rosha to teach me that even though the Mitzvah is a Nazir, still it's Mutter. Now for the Gemara, Man Demukim Lahai Roshay. The Nazir, the one that puts the Pasuk of Roshay. For postulate, for Nazir to teach me what? Even though it's an essay and a loisa say, still essay, essay, deicha, loisa say, the essay, lomali zakonai. If so, what do I need the postulate zakonai for? Teach me by a kohen, like Chita. Madach, if the Nazir, if the Mitzvah is a Nazir, that the lav and the essay of a Nazir is shava bakil, still we say the essay of Mitzvah is deicharit, so Chita, if he's a kohen, then he should be allowed to take a shave off his beard. So what do I need the Pasuk Zakonai for? The verse says, yes, mi boilei. We still we need it. Look at the Tanya, we learn like this. Zakonai matam aloimai. Why do we need the Pasuk Zakonai by Mitzvah? The fish in Emma, since the Pasuk says, upas zakonim laigalechu. You're not allowed to cut off your beard. Yochel, I would have thought to say, af kayim Mitzvah can, even though the Mitzvah is a kayim. Still it's also, tam aloimai zakonai. I need the Pasuk Zakonai know that it's mutter to shave off your beard, even though you're a kayim. When we know learn the Bitar, how do we know now the Chlal that there's a mitzvah of a mitzvah to use a tar to use a razor? The Tanya would learn like this. Upas the konim leigalechu. The lav is you're not allowed to shave off your beard. Yochalaf gimuch bimisraim yechayiv. Maybe even if you take a scissors to cut off your beard with a scissors, maybe that's also wasa. On this Talmudim, the Pasuk says, no, for lay tashchis, you can't destroy your beard. For the Gemara Eloi Sashkas is from the word of not destroying. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Liktam b'malakav uvehitni chayiv. Maybe if you just pull out your hair with tweezers, it's also called you destroying your hair. So maybe destroying your beard by pulling it out is also chayiv. Talmudim, this the Pasuk says, it comes to teach us, upas akonim lo yigalechu, that you're not allowed to cut off the beard. It has to be Geluach, a cutting. Now, how is that? How do you have both things? A Zeyu Geluach Sheyesh Bayashchosa. What's called the cutting that has a destruction, that's destroying? Heviyoy Mezetar, it has to be a razor. A razor is something that cuts, and it also cuts very, very close, like it's destroying it. So that's the Isser on your beard. The Isser of destroying your beard is only with a razor, something that cuts it very, very close. So that's what I use the word Tekone for, to teach me what the Isser of shaving off your beard, Stam using your scissors is mutter. It's only using a tar. For the Gemara is so, a man de mafle lahai roishoi, lalav gereda. The one that uses the word roishoi for regular mitzorah, that's mutter take a haircut. If so, lomu lemichta roishoi, for lomu lemichta zakonoi. What does he have to have two psukkim for roishoi and zakonoi? Ye mashma lemitchi lav gereda, o mashma lemitchi loisa saiviyasei. That's true, it's mashma like both things. It could be doich a regular lav of a mitzvah, and it could be doich a loisa saiviyasei. Hilkach, a shakalu v'yavoy v'shenayim. Since we learn out both things, they're both equal, we can learn out both from one.
So Tosfos explains the kashrus like this. The kashrus was again, lomli lemichtav roishai, v'lomli lemichtav zakonai. Like how come we need two psukim roishai and zakonai? In other words, the havamina now is from the word roishai, we're learning out two things, that a regular mitzvah has the right to take a haircut, and it's dibra mole hakosa medaber. We're talking about even a nazir, a mitzvah that's a nazir. So from the word roishai, we learn now both things, that both a regular mitzvah could take a haircut, even though he's being over the hakopas arosh, and who are then if he's a nazir, he's allowed to, even though he's being an isra say and a loisa say. So from the word roishai, we learn out that essay is doicha loisa say v'yessay. So what do we have to have the word zakonai to teach us that even by yikoying, also he has the right to take a haircut, and he's being over the Yisr Aseh and Yisr Lois Aseh. Like once I know from the word roishai that we say Esi is doicha lois aseh v'yesei, what do I need the word zakonai? Memela I know Esi is doicha lois aseh v'yesei. What do I need another pasuk like by koyin? As Esi svar shokalhu v'yavoy yishnayim, from the one pasuk of roishai, we could hear these two halachas. So Nistig Gemarian says no, that Koyein Minozer Lo Yalef. Just from the word Roishai, I would only know even a Mitzvah Nozir, but I would not know a Koyein. Why? Shekein Yeshnan B'Shaila. Because Nozir also has a Kula to it. The Kula of Nozir is that is Shaila. A Nozir comes because of a Neder. You makabel upon yourself to be a Nozir. If you go to a Chochem to be Mata the Neder, you could take off your Naziris. So there's also some lightness, like a kalus, in the Yisra of Nazirus that it could be taken off. You could go to a Chochon to be Matarit like you could be Matarit Neder. Therefore, the Yisurim of Nazir is not so strong. That's why maybe if you're a Mitzvah, we say the essay that the Mitzvah has to take a haircut is Doicha, even though you're a Nazir, the Lav and the essay. But I would not know Kayin. Kuna is called an Yisra that you can't take it off. It's less than B'Shayla. So maybe if you're a Kohen, then you can't take a haircut. Therefore, I need the word Zakonai to teach me even a Kohen is allowed to take a haircut. Now the Gemara says, like if so, let it just say the word Zakonai. It says no. It says, Nozir mikoyin loyalef. We cannot learn out a Nozir from a Kohen. Shekein lad, shein eshava bakel, like we had before. Because the Yisuri Kuna also has a kalus, a lenient part to it. That a Kohen is called ein eshava bakel. Like the Yisur Rakun only applies to a Kayin, not to a Yisrael. Therefore also, these Yisurim are not so strong. Maybe that's why we say the essay of Mitzvah is Doicha the Lois HaSei V'Yesayim. So therefore, we need two psukim of Roishoi and Zakonai. Now the Gemara ends off with Ba'alma Lo Yafinu Minayu, and all other places, we did not learn out from Nozir and from Kayin to say essay should be Doicha Lois HaSei in an essay. And the reason is Mishum Dikla Mifra Kadiyamaran, because we could ask questions on each tzad to learn out, like we just said. If you want to learn out from Kuna, Kuna has a kalas to it that it's Ein Shava Bakel. If you want to learn out from Hilchos Nazirus, that we say Esa Decha Leisa Sevi Esa, there's also a kalas to Nazirus that is called the Lav that has a Shaila to it. So therefore, all other places, the Takad Alacha is Ein Esa Decha Leisa Sevi Esa. Therefore, we cannot learn it out from these two cases. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav, Rav says like this, that Mekol Odom Kol Gufay Betar. A person is allowed to take a haircut like to shave off all the hair of his body. He could use a razor to shave off even there under his arms, the hairs by his makam erva. It's mutter. A man is allowed to shave off the hair of his body. On this, the Gemara has the kasha, not like that. Meisrei, I have a kasha on you. It says, Alocha, that Hamavir Beis Hashechi, who Beis Erva, somebody shaves off the hair under his arms, Beis Hashechi, who Beis Erva, by the Mokum of the Erva, is Hareza like it? It says here he gets Malkus. So how could Rav say that it's Mutter? Alright, turn over. So who says, Kash and Rav, how could Rav say it's Mutter? And here it says clearly, if you shave off the hair under your arms or under the by the erva, you get malchus. So Gemarin says, ho betar ho bemisparayim. If you use a razor, then it's also. But if you just want to use scissors, then it's muta. For the Gemara of Rav, nami betar koma. Rav also said it's muta to shave off all the hair, even with a razor. And if the Gemara came tar, when Rav said it's mutter, he did not mean mamish with a razor. He just means with scissors. Rashi says something like a razor. Rashi says shes gozal b'misparayim, he uses the scissors. B'somach labosa came tar to cut a close like a tar. So that's mutter. That's what Rav said. It's mutter. Let it shave off like all the hair of your body. Now the kasha, the reason why it should have been osur, or the reason why it is osur with the razor mamish, Tosfos brings down, that the Gemara will say later, Mishum layilvash gever, that a man is not allowed to dress like a lady, like we'll soon darshan. And since the minig is that ladies shave off the hair there, therefore if a man does it, it's osur. So Teretz says that Rav is only matter to use scissors, even though it's very close, but not to use a razor. Oh, my Rabbi Chiba Rabbom, Rabbi Eichanon, Hamavir Beis Hashechi Beis Ervo Leike. If somebody takes off the hair under his arms, or if a man does this or takes off the hair by his erva, he's like, he gets malchus. Meisra Nistig Mares Akasha. Havor, it says, Havora Seir. Ain't a medivrei Torah, ain't a medivrei Seifrim. If somebody takes off the hair from under his arms or from by the erva, it's only Yosem and Rabbanan. And here Lechura Rabbi Chia said that you get malchus. Or Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Chia Barabbam Rabbi Yechanan said you get malchus. So Gemarin says, my leika, you know what it means, you know what Rabbi Yechanan meant to say, you get malchus. Nami de come in midrabbonin, he also only meant to say midrabbonin, you get malchus, but not midiraisa. Now Tosfos says that Rabbi Yechanan says this also even by misparayim, even with scissors. And therefore it's mash for Rabbi Yechanan polagad Rav, that Rabbi Yechanan tak is arguing on Rav. Then the Gemara says, Ika di army, something like this, that Om Rabbi Chia Barabbam Rabbi Yechanan, Hamava beis Hashechi beis Erva loike, Mishum lo yilbash geve simlas ishe nechnami. He talked all the sasa midiraisa because of this postak of lo yilbash geve simlas ishe. Alright, we'll stop there. Continue more about this isa tomorrow, Mitzvah.
Yeah, again, do this Gemara again. The Nun Chesam Abeis. The bottom goes from the two dots. Mor says again, Omer Rav, Rav says, Make a lodom kol gufei betar. Person's allowed to take off all his hair of his body with a razor. So the Chiddush is, even on the arms, even the Mokom Erva, Rav holds its mutter. And this Gemara says, Meitzveh Havakasha. Says, Alocha Hamavir Beis Hashechi. If somebody takes off the hair from under his arms, or else the base erva from the Mokum erva, it says here, Reza Leika. So how could Rav say it's Mutta? Here it says it's Osa. Poshas Mash Mitzosa Midiraisa. It says, Reza Leika, you get Malkus. So Morin says, Ho Betar Ho Be Misparayim. It could be, it's only Osa to do it with the razors, or with a razor. But to do it with the scissors, that could be Mutta. Fredi Morai Vor Rav Nami Betar Koma. I, Rav, said it's Mutta even to use a razor. So Marin says, Kain tar, could be that that Rav said it was mutter, but he only meant to say if it goes close, like a razor. But not a razor. If you take off the base of shechi, take off the hair on the arms with a razor, could be there Rav would also agree, you get malchus itzosa. Omer Rabbi Chiyel Arab, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Hamaver beis hashechi beis erva loikim. He learns clearly like this. If you shave off under your arms or the makam erva, so you get malchus. This Gemara says, Meisve, have a kasha. We learned that Havora Seyer ain't a medivrei Torah. But just shaving off your hair, it's not awesome with your eyes, sir. Ela medivrei Seyfrim, it's only awesome with your abonin. So how come Rabbi Yochanan says you get malchus, which is mashma, it's awesome with your eyes, sir? So Gemara says, no, it could be my leika. What does the price mean? You get malchus, not midikomim midirabonin. It could also be only midirabonin. Midirabonin also, we use the lashon of leika. But there usually the klal is called malchus mardus. Mardus means the rabbonin gave a chiyah to give you malchus. But it could be midirais, it's not also. We'll soon see what the shayla is.